الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. So we carry on, inshallah, every day. Allah give us tawfiq. Remember, we will be doing practical namaz towards the end of Ramadan. But usually it is like more just done, and then it's the end already. So hopefully every day we'll discuss one point, so that we can start correcting our namazes from now. The first is, when we come for namaz, where we stand, our standing must be correct. Almost all we see, our ready starting point of namaz is not correct. That is how and what we have to stand. There are three main aspects. First, every individual also, and when we in the saf with jamaat namaz, that also, our feet must be straight. Very, very common. Even the imam, we will see that one leg is in front of the other one. Both have to be exactly the same. But very common, we don't pay notice, we just come and stand. So one leg is at the back, or this leg is in front, like that. Not, so if one individual, his legs are not in a straight line, then how will the whole stuff be in a straight line? And if the imam's legs are not on a straight line, then what effect on the whole jamaat also? So each one of us be conscious. Now also the kitab was read. It mustn't just be the kitab was read. What did I understand? What did I take from it? Or is it just a reading lesson that we just have to do our reading, read it, and we just listen and now think, what did I take from this? So many points were discussed. Which point has registered in my mind? Of all the points, even one point. Or it is just, we are just to pass time. We have to pass Ramadan, we have to pass our life, so we are just passing time. Nothing to learn, nothing to implement, and we say we want to bring a change in our life. Nothing, we take any points to change our lives. So it's important that we take cognizance of all this. So that is one point. That our both feet make sure they stand, they are on the straight line. Even the imam. The imam doesn't have to be on a specific stuff, but his both feet must be right. Even one centimeter, half a centimeter, we try, not even 1 millimeter, it must be, the two legs must be different. And this is so important that we make the announcement, we hear the announcement, Safu, Sufu, Fakum, make yourself straight. فَإِنَّ تَصْوِيَةَ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. For the correction, the straightening of the serfs is from إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. And that is to make the namaz properly with all its requisites. So if they are not that, so the starting point, your namaz is not going to be with all with the required requisites of namaz. Only one place I saw in my life where they take so much precaution was in those days when we were spending time in Jamaat in Raiwin, where they had people on for every saf who should walk in the safs, and that make the saf straight, and then the imam should start his namaz. Not just the imam just comes and just makes an announcement, like in Haramain Sharifain, people just look little bit down, they don't move their legs, they don't check whether they're straight, they just look down little, and it will carry on with namaz. That is not what is required. Required is taswiyat as-sufuf. The stuffs must be straight. And if an individual is not straight, you can forget the stuff going to be straight. And then that namaz, it loses value by Allah Ta'ala. So that is very, very important. Then the second is that both legs must be, for Hanafis, 4 fingers apart. Not what I imagine, what are 4 fingers, actually 4 fingers apart. Yeah, also by and large, we just come and we just stand. Legs are broad apart, and one is facing Bollywood, one is facing Hollywood. We're not facing in the right, and not 4 fingers. One very senior alim of our country, when he was still a student, he was there in Jalalabad making namaz, and Hadhrat Jim Anana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came and put his 4 fingers between his legs. And then still he didn't take note of it. Hadhrat didn't leave him till he brought his legs properly, 4 fingers. Like that he just like, okay, now it's right. The Hadhrat didn't leave him till it was 4 fingers, and that is when a person learns his lesson of life. And that is what many people who spend time by the Mashayikh in the Khanqahs, and then they say, I learned my lesson for life at that time. For various things. That is what we have to learn. That is why we are here. We say we came for our Islam. So that is what is Islam. If we're just coming and it's just all going over our heads, we're not really, like all the kitab reading that was done now, what registered in our minds? So we have to see that we are taking something that we benefit and we learn. Then the third thing is that both legs must be facing towards the four fingers for the Hanafis, and for the Shafis is one shibar, one finger, hand span. Not two shibars. And many people, like the Salafis, they broad their legs out. That is not the correct way whatsoever. The more for Shafis, it must be one shibar. And for Hanafis, four fingers it must be apart. And then it must be facing Qibla. This also we just like unconscious about it. Good people who are imams, who made imam for years, but our legs still, what imamate we made so many years, if our legs still till now are not even right still. We're not facing them in the direction of Qibla. And in the every posture, Ulama Sheikh Ahmad Sarhindi, he has written very, very important every posture. On which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that when these which are in the level of nafal, when the elders emphasize on them, then what is sunnah, etc., how much more important is that? When our namazas are not correct, and we just take it, we're just making namazas, our deen won't be correct. And we still just like not worried also. Correcting, we keep coming for Islam, but we're not correcting our namaz also. So where is our deen going to be corrected? Where will our dunya be corrected? One time, when they were having meals in Nizamuddin in the time of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, rahmatullah alayh, that time the system was that water for drinking shouldn't be put on the dasturkhan. A person should walk around with a jug and a glass in his hand. Anyone who wanted water would just look up to him and he will give him. So that person, the glass fell from his hand. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayh looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. In other words, this nuksan, harm that happened, the glass fell, wasn't for any other reason. Because your namaz is not correct, your dunya, your things of dunya are not correct. So we see things going wrong in our life. Be sure our namaz is not right. If we are having problems in our life, be 100% sure my namaz is not right. If a person's namaz comes right, his whole life will come right. Deen also, dunya also, akhirat also. So it is. So this is the starting point. Make sure, take notice of it, that we are standing with four fingers apart on the line. Very, very common. A person stands not with his heels behind the line, half a foot is behind the line. And one leg is half a foot behind the line, the other one is in front of the line. We just come and we just stand. And we know also that if we go to the security buildings, like banks, government buildings, then for security purpose, you enter first that cubicle. And if you're not standing in the right place, usually there is a circle made there. If you're not, to your feet are not on in that circle, the front door won't open for you. You have to be in the right place. Namaz, we are not just entering the building. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. Every mu'min, every namaz is supposed to be our mi'raj. So, and then we should be, we're supposed to be ascending and reaching Allah. Namaz is that. And finally, when we come in sajda, أَقْرَمْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّاجِدْ. We should be that closeness to Allah. Do any of us feel that closeness? Do we even know we in namaz? We can forget it, write it off, if we can, that we'll be in namaz if our postures are not right. And we don't even think of our postures. We don't correct them also. One person wanted to become baba'at to a very famous sheikh, He was known everywhere. He traveled from far to come there to become Bayat. When he reached there, perhaps about 11 o'clock in the morning, so it was the Sheikh's time. Already he had gone for his rest or his other work, private time. So they said that you must him now, you'll have to come again. So then they say he just made namaz now and so pious and such a level that not on a musalla, not in a masjid, manafil namaz, he made it on the ground. So on bare ground he made his namaz. So that person looked where he made his namaz and saw that his hands in namaz, the fingers were not close together. They were spread out. So he said, where am I going to become bayat to this person? He can be having all his fame and everyone can be regarding him as a great sheikh, but his namaz, his postures of namaz are not right. Where am I going to get sunnat from him? So this is where what we have to see, that our namazes become correct, very, very important. So that on the line straight, make a point of it, check on it. And it's also famous of wuzurs. They don't look at the feet when they say correcting the mark. They look at the heels. And a person who learns to look at his heels in namaz, forget him looking at ghair mahram out of namaz. All the other looking down upon people, looking at haram. And if your namaz is not right, you can try whole day, listen to bayans and read bayans. No, I must control my eyes. If your namaz, your focus of the eyes are not right, you can write it off. For correct your namaz and you'll see your whole life. You'll be relieved of this great, great, terrible filth and dirt of looking at filthy women. Looking at women who expose themselves, who have got no self-respect, and we looking at them and enjoying. Worse than that, how many, so to say, good people complaining about themselves? We're so addicted to the porn, we just can't get off it. It's impossible. If your namaz comes right, there's no question of looking at porn. No question of looking at other women, etc. And the person who saves his eyes there, Allah makes his wife, even if she is not, makes her look as the most beautiful woman in the world for him. And a person who finds his wife to be the most beautiful, that person is in Jannat already now. Not in his namaz, when he just looks at his wife. The wife's fawning, sleeping beside him, he looks at her, and what joy goes through his heart. Like you see your small baby, innocent baby, and the child is sleeping, and a smile plays on the face of the child, what a smile is playing in your heart. What enjoyment you get. All this and much more is in deen, in this. But if we bring deen in our lives, as somebody has said very beautifully, that if you read Quran Sharif, you will not commit sins. And if you commit sins, you won't read Quran Sharif. It will be a blockage for you, you won't get tawfiq to read. And one is to just to read superficially. But what is called reading, save yourself from sins and you will get tawfiq of reading Quran. Read Quran Sharif and Quran Sharif will save you of all the sins. You don't have to make the effort of your own side so much. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Make your namaz right and your whole life will come right. So three points, let us pay attention to it, please. When we stand in namaz, our feet must be four fingers apart. They must be straight in line. That is Jamaat namaz particular. And our own namaz, at least our two feet, the person next to you, you can't control him. But your own feet you can control. So you keep your two feet exactly in a straight line and facing Qibla. Even if it is one shiver apart, but then too your legs must face Qibla. Not like a wild person standing out on a street corner by a cafe and just like your legs are just anyhow. No, yeah, we are standing in front of Allah. And then the istizhar of standing in front of Allah will come into us. Otherwise, we just made asr now. How many of us thought that I'm standing in front of Allah? If we ever get the greatness of Allah, we said in every rakat six times Allahu Akbar. We didn't think of Allah. We didn't think of the greatness of Allah. And that every namaz is supposed to bring us closer to Allah. It comes also, many people, every namaz takes them further away from Allah. There are those people who every namaz is made in the form of a dirty black rag and thrown back at their face. What a baddua. That is, you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you. Now, I said it, we heard it, but will it apply to us when we're making namaz? That my namaz mustn't be such that it's thrown back at me. But he just said, and it's finished now. Maulana had to say about it, past time, and past the time is past now. He had to fill up his bayans with something here, so he filled it up. It's not for us to make amal. It's not for us to think, how many times we heard this, but do we apply it when we stand for namaz? We just carry on like zombies. Like, oh, these things are not around in our lives. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So, the faith, at least try and correct that, inshallah. This beautiful hadith of Hazrat Salman, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, towards the end, just before Ramadan, he told them that this beautiful month has put its shadows over you. In it is a night, khayrum min al-fishar. And how valuable that night is. It is a night, shahrun ja'alallahu siyamahu farida. That Allah has made the fasting of it, that is by day, a great ibadat of fasting. Wa qiyamu laylatin tatawwa'an. And the night Allah Ta'ala made the taraweeh namaz. It is sunnat muakkada, and to make 20 rakats. So that is, and women should make at home on their own. They should make their own namazes. Taraweeh is for the woman also. Well, it's not only for the man. For the man, it is with jamaat. And also we should remember that roza and taraweeh go together. They are interlinked. If one of them is left out, the spirit of Ramzan leaves immediately. If a person doesn't keep roza, if he's excused sharan, that's a different thing. But if he's not and he doesn't keep roza, the spirit of Ramzan can never be, that person can't find it. The same way, a person keeps roza but doesn't make taraweeh, he also, the spirit of Ramzan leaves him. And taraweeh should be done properly. Like alhamdulillah, where it is encouraged also, people make in their garages, in their homes, in different values. For many, today is the time. One was a time here in where we are living in this area, where there were no hafizas. Most of the masjids, very few masjids those days, but almost all of them from Alam Tara they should read. There was no hafiz. They should have to import hafizas. One place, the Johannesburg Kirk Street Masjid, should get Hafiz Ismail from Cape Town, who was Sheikh Ismail. His Quran Sharif reading was of that level. He's the only known South African who made imamat in Haram of Makkah. His position was such. They should get him to come and make Taraweeh here. And that was the only masjid where they should have 20 rakats, full Quran Sharif. Otherwise 20 rakats, but from Alam Tara. Today for a hafiz to get a place in a masjid, it's not easy. So there are many huffaz, mashallah, so they make their different venues. No problem with that. But let us not lose the spirit of Taraweeh also. That, for example, we don't make our faras in the masjid with the jamaat. Or just a few days we make it, and after that we make our own jamaat. Now, right through, make it properly. And that Taraweeh also, do it properly. When you do our Taraweeh properly, our rozas properly, the spirit of Ramzan will remain. And in those other Taraweehs, mashallah, which is also very good, some are completing in 10 days. Some are completing in 3 days, 3-10 suparas a day. Some in 2 nights. And mashallah, we had our Hafiz Yusuf Sahib that he should make khatam in 1 night also. In the winter nights, etc. But that must not mean now, after that, our Taraweeh, now we made lot of mujahada. Whole night we stood, now whole Ramzan we don't stand. And we don't make our Taraweeh. Or we just make like a hit and run Taraweeh. The Taraweeh must be done properly. Roza must be done properly. Only then will Ramzan be by us. It is such a guest which is very sensitive. That the minute you don't respect it, don't fulfill its rights, it goes away. You won't get, then you yourself will feel quicker Ramzan gets finished, the better. Because Ramzan is not with you. Now you know where. Ramzan was supposed to be here. Ramzan is not with you. So you're not at ease. You don't get the enjoyment. So the two things must be there. The Taraweeh at night, which is also from Allah Ta'ala's side. And a very important man adda faridatan fihi kanaka man adda sab'ina faridatan fima siwa. A person who fulfills a farad in this month, it is like he has fulfilled 70 farais out of Ramadan. So just think what they, all this Black Friday and all this other big offers and business deals and discounts and all that maximizing on one. Nobody can maximize as Allah. Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr. That one night, more than 1,000 months, more than 83 years, that one night. And every farz, there are five of our farz namazes. And here has come farida, that every farz, not only the namaz, all the farais, Allah increases its value up to 70. So, if we take our namazes, five farais, that's 150 namazes. Multiply that by 70. So, it comes to about 1,500 or something. So much sawab, just for making our namazes. And if we have got yaqeen on the value of akhirat and the currency of akhirat, how much we have got yaqeen on the rand. And like some countries, the value of the currency is very, very low. And like one person, they went in Jamaat and the currency of that country was so low, so they wanted to have chicken. So they went to a farm to buy a chicken. When they quoted the price, they said, we don't want to buy your farm. We only want to buy one chicken. Because their currency was so low, what big hundreds of thousands of whatever the currency was for one chicken. So the currency of Allah Ta'ala is the most high. All world's currencies together can't equal that. But yeah, the value Allah has put it very, very high. So it goes very high. Then also consider, when Allah has done that, namaz with jamaat is 27 times more better than individual namaz. So we make our namaz is multiplied by 17 Ramzan. 27 we do it with jamaat also. So that reward is gone much, much more greater. And you made miswak in your namaz. Abzalu means 70 salatun, 70 namazes. Now multiply that with another 70 and realize that this is my month. The last day of Ramzan, round about 6 o'clock, when the sun sets, that offers are gone. Their offers are all taken off the shelves. They don't exist anymore. Now is my time. So multiply our 5 times namaz by 70. Multiply it with jamaat, 27. Multiply it with miswak, 70 times more. And many more things, what are the reward. But their offers will be closed when the sunset of the last day of Ramadan. This is my only chance. And if we consider, 2 days are gone already. What did I do? What have I done? Have I made any change in my life? For us, it's only talking. 10 days are gone. Oh, Ramzan is going very fast. At the beginning, all are mute, quiet. And after about a week, Ramzan is going very fast. And that is our wazifa now. That Ramzan going very fast. 10 days gone already. Whereas our wazifa was supposed to be La ilaha illallah. How much did we read that? How much Quran have I recited? And Quran Sharif also, Allah give us tawfiq to make tilawat what is called tilawat. Not only the reading, which is also very great, and everything has got great, great value by Allah Ta'ala. A person who sits in a zikr majlis and forget making without concentration, he's not even making, he's sleeping there in the zikr majlis. That is also much, much more value than thousands of dunya compared to not sitting there, even if sleeping. And if he's awake and he's making his zikr, that is much more value than the sleeping of his indah. And he's awake and he's making his zikr, no concentration, is much more better than not making the zikr. So everything has got great value by Allah. Even just the outward form of namaz has got great value. And we are in existence because just that outward form we got. But that we can't stop there. And we can't say, this is enough for me. We have to reach where we have to reach. And that person will go forward, who goes forward. And a person who feels, this is enough for us. We don't have to become so pious. And we don't need all this extras in our life. So what they are saying, dunya is more important. So if you're not going to do deen, you're going to do dunya. And if you do jais dunya, then you feel, I'm pious. That takes you into haram dunya. And then finally, we don't know where that takes you. So don't think that I don't have to be so pious. I don't have to be so devoted. Little bit I do that, and we make our own tafsir. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. You must balance yourself. You must have dunya also. You must have akhirat also. And the tafsir of the 10 tafsir, which Allama Alusi, the only mufassir perhaps, who has given 10 tafsir of hasana fi dunya, not one of them is what we think what is hasana of dunya. The hasana of dunya is something else, which we haven't even got any idea what it is. And we think a hasana of dunya is to live it up in dunya and all our wrong things. That doesn't come in the tafsir of hasana fi dunya. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this is a very valuable month. With regard to that, the famous example which Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has given, that if any government have to announce for the people in their country that we will issue money printing machines to all our Muslim citizens, and that machine will work as soon as it is established that the moon has been sighted, and it will stop working when it is established that now Ramzan is finished and now it is Eid, the day of Eid has come. And you can set that machine to print, like in South Africa, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes. Nobody will put it at 10 rand. Everyone will put it, and it will just give off crispy, fresh notes. And 100% legal tender. You don't. It's not fake or anything. Jali. And the receiver of revenue won't even ask you from where you got it. You can have billions and billions. It's exemption for the Muslims. They can print it. So who won't start printing that machine? You'll have not one machine, and though you got two hands, but you'll have five machines. And that machine is not a press of a button, not automatic. It is manual. You have to operate it with your hand. Though you only got two hands, and you only use one hand normally, but you'll have not two machines, you'll got 5, 10 machines. And you'll try and use your feet also. And for every machine, a separate toe you will use also. And with your hands also, every finger you'll try and operate every machine, all 200 rand. And it works. And such people then, they won't have time for sari and iftari. Forget all the savories and the desserts and all that. Even the basic. And we find buzurgs were there. Whole Ramzan, nothing they ate. Some, after 15 days, just a sip of tea. This black tea, Chai Suleimani. Just a sip of that after 15 days. No sleeping by day or night. When the value of that comes, then mind over matter. Your mind is very powerful. It will control your body. Where you will be able to do without food also. You will be able to do without sleep also. But it's what value a person has got. And what today dunya has got value. Really, if we go and see, today we don't see from an Islamic perspective. It's not there. We are born in this age when kufr is ruling the world. We are born in the world where there is kufr everywhere. Even in our homes. Where is there perhaps one house in the world which is like a Muslim world? That house is a Muslim house. Even the layout, who does our layout, the architecture? Even if it is a Muslim architect, but where did he study? In the universities. And what they taught them, how to build Muslim homes. What is a Muslim home? We haven't got the idea that there is a thing like a Muslim home and a non-Muslim home. What are the features of a Muslim home? There are so many, and these are the practical things. Everything. Today our masjids are built according to the architecture of the West. Allah's shukr, by and large, there are quite a few things that are taken into account. Like wuzu khanas facing the qibla at one time, that also was not there. Even the wuzu khanas, when they don't, still there are masjid where the wuzu khana, they are not facing qibla. And other aspect, one masjid they wanted to have built many years ago, that masjid is still standing. And they got top non-Muslim architects. So that time there were very few, hardly any Muslim architects. And they came and they paid huge amounts of fees before even the plans could be drawn up. Their meeting, the Carlton Center was famous in Joburg in those days. Now it's also a dilapidated area now. It's also one of the, what you call the lower area? Yeah. Like the slums now, where it is now. But at that time, it was the pride of Joburg and the pride of South Africa. They had meetings there. One meeting cost them how much money. Anyway, when those architects came, and the system of the architect, what are your requirements? What you want, what are your requirements? So in that they saw that all the Muslims, after Namaz, they all get together and talk. So they said, you need a room where you can go and sit and talk. So when they drew the plan, they had a room there where you don't have to stand outside in the rain on the pavement. You get a special room, you go and sit and talk. So that is the impression one non-Muslim got, what is the requirement of our masjid. And he put that in his plan also. They were shocked when they saw it, but that was the reality of our life. That is how we are living. So anyway, so everything has to be done correctly. On what point? Okay. Yeah, the Muslim home. Everything of ours, not only the home, our whole life. We are born in this kufr time of the world. And our minds, when we come into the world, it is kufr. And then we go to school, pre-primary, Montessori. All, it's not Islamic way. It's all in the ways of the kufr, all that. And in fact, there is no Islamic Montessori, and there is no Islamic pre-primary. The mother is that, but the mother has to go to school work. The mother got more, according to her, more important work than her own children. Whereas the great honor Allah has given the mother, that she brings up her children. So we discard all the values are completely, so we have got no idea. We don't look at it from an Islamic point of view. And that is what is necessary. Allah shukr, kitabs are still available. Go into the kitabs and see what was an Islamic way of life in the time when the Islamic Khilafat was there. See how the kuffar were treated, the non-Muslims in the time of Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. All that, then we will get some idea what a Muslim is supposed to be. Though we are making our namazes and all that, but we are very far from what Islam and the honor and the greatness of Islam, what it bestows on a person, we haven't got it in our minds, remotest corners. And then we still want to, in spite of that, we making judgment on those who are trying to bring an Islamic way of life. That they are overdoing things. They are being too fanatical. And they are being too extreme. And we judging it from a non-Muslim point of view. And that also we regard our judgment as valid. When we are a person who is the accused, he is judging, he is making judgment. And he doesn't know the judge has to make a judgment. And in his mind, he is making a judgment that every accused is making his own judgment. And I was accused falsely. And when you really sit with him, you find that there was no false accusation. One time, one ex-judge, to become a judge, you are first a lawyer, and then you're QC and all that. Then afterwards, you become a judge. So he was a retired judge. He was sitting on the balcony of his flat. And he was seeing what's happening on the road. He saw one person was stabbed to death by somebody. And then another person came to pull out the dagger, the knife. And just then the police arrived. And the police saw that the dagger, the knife is in this person's hand. So they caught him, arrested him, you guilty. He said, I'm pulling it out. But they saw what they saw, and according to that they took him. He was tried, he was found guilty also. He was in his cell. The judge went and visited him. Ask him that in your life, did you ever kill somebody? He said, yes, I did kill someone. He said, this is the punishment for that killing of yours. Allah's system works in a way that we cannot understand. He thought he got away from that, and I was falsely accused here. And I was falsely, but in Allah's system, he was guilty and he was given. So we also, many things that we do, we think we are innocent, but we are guilty somewhere along the line. And according to that, everything happens by Allah's will. No judge can write a verdict of guilty, not guilty. No price of dollar or petrol can go up or down without first by the Arsh-e Azim, by Allah Ta'ala, Majariya Qaza. What is decided there, that happens here. And then Allah uses different people for different things. But a true believer knows that nothing happens by people, it comes. And it doesn't happen from their side. My actions caused it. وَمَا ظَلَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ There are quite a few ayats of this nature that Allah doesn't make any zulm on anyone. He makes zulm on himself, what his own actions are. So anyway, so this is a month of great where we can get. So if we have that money printing machine, all will be busy. No time to talk with anyone. And that is what we find the buzurg. They are just engaged in all the time in the ibadah. We can just coin it now. And the real, and if you coin for dunya, you got a real big deal when the offers are out there. And it is all, and the height of the intelligence, which is the stupidity of the people, that they work so hard for dunya, what they know they're going to leave behind. Not that we, perhaps it will be that 100% we will. مَا أَخْلَفْنَا خَسَرْنَا What we left behind, we lost it. And in most cases, in the family what you leave behind, you are leaving behind that where your own children will become the enemies of their mother. And the children will turn the mother out of the house also. Because of that money, with the snake in that money, the poison of that snake, it destroyed that family that they were loving, but their mother loved her, respected her, did everything for her. But when it came to money matters now, and all, not that anyone was getting a lower share. Everyone was getting a very good share. But that greed that comes, it destroys a person. And on that point, we should also remember our inheritance, which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that Ambiya don't leave behind dirhams and dinar. They leave behind ilm, the knowledge. Deen they leave behind. And dunya thinks if you fight for it, you are at one another's throats. You will kill one another. And it's happening all the time. And in the greed of this dunya, close people are close, killing the close people so that they can get. And eventually, nobody gets anything. And on the other hand, the inheritance of deen, whether it is Quran Sharif, ilm of deen, how much you want to take, you won't be lessening anyone else's. Yeah, in this dunya's inheritance, you want to take more, and illegal ways you resort to, ways of cruelty and ways of torture and ways of harming people, and you want to get more. And what is that jifa, carrion, dead dogs you want, and for that you are fighting and you are sacrificing, murdering people for a dead dog. For a dog that is now, the body has split open, diseases are spreading, and that is called intelligence today. That is now when you got top university degrees, that is what you do. And even as an alim, if you do that, you are also no different. But if you want the reality of ilm, and you give away, you don't want for yourself, you give away. This one person, they were four brothers. So his father became ill, terminally old age now. So he made an offer to his brothers that I offer you that you people look after father. Serve him, look after him, his medication, everything. And when he passes away, I will take his full inheritance. He prepared it in that way. He put his proposal. Nobody is going to accept that. They say, out of the question, wait, impossible. So he say, okay, in that case, I will serve father fully. And when he passes away, I won't take anything of the inheritance. They were over the moon. What better offer could there be in life? So they agreed, and Abad, he looked after his father properly and served him properly. And Abad, he didn't take one pi, one kori, one cent from the father's inheritance. He gave it all to his brothers. That night he saw a dream that there is a certain place, there are 100 gold coins for you. Go and dig it up, it's buried certain place, and you'll find it, and it's all halal and tayyiban for you. It is all halal for you. He asked, is there barakat in there? They said, no barakat in there. In the morning he woke up, he mentioned to his wife, woman normally are of that nature, they are mashallah, other women also. So what are you waiting for? It's halal and it's 100% halal for you. Go and take it. No barakat, but it's there. 100 gold coins, like Kruger Rands today. 100 Kruger Rands a person gets. So, but he said, no, he didn't go. Next night he saw a dream that a certain place, 10 gold coins are buried. And also 100% halal for you. And go, barakat? No barakat. So he told his wife, he said, you let go 100, now at least 10. Go and take it. But he didn't. The next night, one gold coin somewhere. Barakat? Yes, there is barakat in there. Then, without even asking his wife, he went, he found it. On his way back, he exchanged it, and he bought with that money, amongst other things, whatever, two fish also. He brought it home, his wife cut it open, and then she found in both of them a pearl that nobody had the money to pay for that pearl that was in that fish. The jewelers were out of the question. Kings had lot of money. The king finally bought it. And 90 camel loads of gold in place of that. Now where's 100 gold coins? Where's 10 gold coins? 90 camel loads of gold he got for the two pearls there. So this is when Allah Ta'ala gives barakat. So, and that is what we must work for. That we get to. Today we're not worried of halal also. Anything, and anyone speaks about halal, is also out of this world. He's a man who doesn't know what he's talking about. We are too eager to put dirt and filth in our mouth. That doesn't matter. All the filth and dirt that we are putting, that doesn't matter. But to eat halal is a big problem. Whereas Muslims should be such that he can't live without halal. So, in this month, from where did we go there? So this dunya, it's jifa. It's a dead animal, a donkey that is dead. And the diseases are spreading and we're fighting for that. And akhirat, which is what? What are the enjoyments of وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا إِنْ جَنَّتْ لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. What are the great enjoyments? But that we are blind to. That doesn't appeal to a big pious, big maulana also. Big Shaykh al-Hadith and big Shaykh al-Tariqat. It doesn't appeal to us. Yes, dunya, that has got value. So this is a month when all this value of things are very, very great. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ السَّبْرِ وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And sabr is a thing which today also is out of us. To make sabr, and sabr itself is got great value. Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. Mukhbitin, those people who are khabit. Must not make the, just if you had one more nukta there, then you, khabis you become. So not khabit, khabit. The mubashir al mukhbitin. Mubashir al mukhbitin. Mubashir al mukhbitin. الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. When Allah is spoken about, then immediately their hearts are awed by Allah. A tremor goes through them by Allah's speech. But today, when we talk of Allah, nobody is interested. Talk of sports, everyone is full ears. talk of politics, talk of the weather, and everyone is listening. Talk of community gossip, everyone is listening properly. But talk of Allah, what subject you came up with? Nobody is interested. Now suddenly somebody has to go to toilet now. Suddenly somebody from his one phone phones his other phone, and somebody is calling me, and I have to go there now. All when Allah is spoken. But these people, mukhbitin, that إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ, give glad tidings to those people. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابُهُمْ, and Allah left it mutlaq. All those who make sabr on whatever difficulties come on them, they make sabr. بَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابُهُمْ, that those people who got this, no complaint to anyone. Sabr all the time. And complete, proper sabr they have got. This is what we have to work for. This Ramzan is here. Especially those of us who are ulama also, who have got khilafat also. Don't stop there. We have got a long journey, sir. And this journey doesn't come to an end until hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. So we have to develop these qualities also. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابُهُمْ وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. These people are مُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, making, doing their namaz, إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. They are fully conscious of their namaz. Every aspect they were doing it properly. Where my eyes must also focus, that also they are full, everything they do properly. My hands when they are on my knees, how they must be. My feet when I stand, everything, my thoughts also. When the outside is right, the inside will become. Then will وَمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and what we have given them. And مِنْ مَا مِنْ تَبْعِيدِيَا, the little bit of what we gave. Everything you have is from Allah. And we're only asking you from 100%, we're not asking you 100%. Though there are sahaba, great fuqaha, whose maslak and mazhab is that zakat is 100% on what has stayed by you after 1 year. That means whole 4 seasons passed, you didn't use it. You don't need it. All of that you must give away. But the view, the accepted view, is not 97.5% zakat. Not 90, not 80, not 50, not 20, not 10, not 5, only 2.5%. Only of 97, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when you work out your zakat, you're a multi-millionaire. Your zakat worked out to 2 million, 5 million it worked out to. But now you say, 5 million I have to give. Don't see what is going, see what is still in your tijori. You only 2.5% is going. 97 is still by you. And that 2.5% that is going is not just going like that. It's going, leaving full protection for the 97.5%. It's going, bringing, leaving full barakat in the 97. This will increase. It's going, your 97% will go to Jannah and take you to Jannah. Only 2.5%. And that is also all, not what is yours, what we gave you. And only 2.5%. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullahi says, this is the height of stinginess, that a person, he doesn't give, he should give much more of his own side. That 1 year this money is staying by me, it's like a snake in my house. Why must I keep a snake? I must give it away. And for other people, it is their life. For the poor people, widows, orphans, it will help them so much. Yeah, it's just lying. And it's attracting the crooks. It's attracting the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Let me give it. And if you don't give away 97.5, 90, 80, 50, 20, 10, you just have to give 2.5%. A person will be keen to give and he'll be happy to give. And he'll see the barakat that will be left. One person complained to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali that I had some unclean money, interest money, stolen money, whatever. Crooks came and they robbed me and they took that and they took my halal money also. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, make shukr that haram is such that not only will the haram be taken away, they will cut your stomach, they will murder you also, and they'll take all your money also. And halal, everything of yours will be protected. Halal, you can't imagine how Allah, how many people have reported, our madrasa ustaz, crooks came, they had a burglary, and the money was there in front of their eyes, they didn't see. They saw all the other things, but that halal, the salary of the madrasa which they had received, and normally for a ustad, he lives hands to mouth. He hasn't got a big bank balance or shops and that. What his monthly salary is, that is what he's going to live on. They opened the drawer, they saw it there, but they didn't see. When Allah wants to prove what is halal and tayyiban, how Allah ta'ala, and in that, Allah gives barakah. As one clip was going around, one Maulana says that year of strikes in the world. Everyone is striking. Airport people strike, nurses strike, hospital staff strike, emergency people. Governments have to make laws that they're not allowed to strike, etc. All are striking. Say, ever heard Maulvis striking? In the whole world, Maulvis are gone on a strike. Or the Imams are gone on a strike. And now we're not going to come and make Fajr Namaz. We're not going to make Isha Namaz. Too cold in winter. Too late in summer. So we're not going. No, they carry on. And you ask, Maulana, how many children have you got? Only 8, 10. And how much are you earning? 10,000. How you manage? Alhamdulillah. Very comfortable. And you ask, Dr. Sahab, how many children? Only 2. 2 children I got. What's your earning? 100,000. 150. It's very difficult. I can't manage. It's too hard. With 100 and only 2 children, they can't manage. And Mali Saab, 8, 10 children and 10,000, 15,000, 8,000. He's managing and he's comfortable. So, Allah, when Allah gives barakah, you can't imagine. And all that poor Dr. Saab, what he's earning, and it's going also in most cases all in wrong places. What comes? Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. The shan in Nuzul on its place. But evil is for evil. When your money, many people get surprised that how come people spend so big amounts of money on holidays, on fancy house, cars, all these things. What is of that source goes in that source. And when it is of halal, it will go in halal. And then Allah will give you comfort. And what is the wealth? Hadith, where can we get knowledge as the knowledge from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Quran refers to as hikmat, wisdom. And this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, al-ghina, ghina nafs. Wealth is the wealth of the heart. When you are content, we have seen with our eyes how many people, big businesses. And now the grandfather is supposed to be retired, but he's sitting outside the shop. And telling all the people, come in the shop, come buy. Jana mama, jana baba, tenga. Come here. Even at that time when he had to be reading, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. He's still busy with all that also. More and more money he wants. And now his diet, doctors have cut down everything. No sugar, no salt, no nothing you can eat. Now just nothing. But still money must come in. All the time. You go to Mali Sahab also, give a taweez. Taweez latakti rahe. Kahak aate rahe. That they put the taweez there and customers must just be coming in. More feet in my shop. People are just coming in my shop. The whole. Whereas the person, if your money is halal, then you will sit comfortably and you will be making the big earnings of akhirah. You read one time, La ilaha illallah, La wahdahu la sharika lahu, ahadan samadan lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. 2 million sawabs you get. You go to the shop, you have to go buy something, you and then spend money to buy your things. But you read, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, biyadi al-khair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. 1 million sawabs. In that few 2 seconds, 1 million sawabs. You and then spend 20 rand, and you came back with 1 million sawabs. You read it 10 times, 10 million sawabs. This is what Allah has given us. So these are the intelligent people. Not who are involved in the carrion of this dunya and the filth and dirt and the court cases that come with that and all the other trouble. They're turning to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Man fattara fihi sa'iman kana maghfirata li dhunubihi. A person who gives iftari to a person, a fasting person, it will be forgiveness of his guna. So that also we must do, but also see that we do it in the right way. But mashallah, many people, charitable organizations, arranging iftari for people. The best is if you can do it yourself. And that is nothing better. Whether you are feeding two people, two, three people, compared to feeding millions and you not even there. You in a world of your own. And where you personally involved, that is much more superior. Anyway, to give iftari to people is very meritorious. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, when we got 10 things on our dastarkhan for iftari, then at least give one thing for those people who got nothing for their iftari. And these people also are keeping roza. Some of our ustads, madrasa ustads, a few years ago, they went and do some distribution work of funds. In Cape Town, they went to a place where there was a lady and she had prepared her iftari for her children. 8-10 children, poor people got lot children. They got no other work to do. So they have lot of children. Rich people got no time to make children. They are too busy all with other things. So 8-10 all had roza, small children. And poor she was. She had just sliced the potatoes, spiced them a little bit, salt something, and she was going to fry them, and there her electricity ran out. No electricity, she had to buy electricity, and she had no money. So there's no iftari for the children. And the children all happy, laughing, talking, playing, and there's no iftari for them. Just then these maulanas reached there. So they gave her some money, Allah arranged it, just like musibat comes in your life, is also from Allah, and Allah makes a source of it. Goodness in your life is also from Allah, and some goodness of yours that Allah brings it. They gave the money, she went and buy her electricity, she fried it. So, and what duas those children must have given. And long rosas, it was at that time of Cape Town. And they had nothing, what they eat for their sari also. But all of them rosa, not faraz on them, small children, but they had their rosas. So Allah Ta'ala give us that we serve the ummah. And when you are there personally, na'mal amir ala babil faqir. Very fortunate is that rich man who goes to the door of the poor person. And when you go there, they offer you a seat, and when you are about to sit, you see only three legs the seat got, the chair got, and you'll fall if you sit on there. Eh? But that is their lifestyle, simple, straightforward. And bi'tal faqir ala babil amir. And when you don't go there to them, they will come to you. You have to go and give them funds, they will come and steal from you now. And now you say these poor people around us, all the squatters, and they just all robbing and stealing. It's we who are not going there. So then they come here. We have to go there to earn our jannat. They come here that their hands be cut off. They steal and they come. We caused that. If we did the right thing, they should not have come here. And we shouldn't have given them only that little meal of that time. We should have given them their jannat and their akhirat we should have given them. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand our responsibilities and duties and live what is called, what is a Muslim. And that Islamic way of life come into us. Not just the show of Islam. Today is a whole big show. And the more I can make my show, the more I dress up like a heavy, like a buzurg. Once in, Bangkok is in? Thailand. Gee, we were there. So I gave a talk and emphasizing on sunnah. There was a big sheikh there also. He was listening. He sent for me. He called me. He says, you're talking so much of sunnah. Where's your amama? Where's your jubbah? Where's your other shawl? And according to sunnah to this picture, lot of other clothes also. Lot of things they have also. Where's all that? Before I could try and explain, he got up, he was very angry and he walked away. So the more clothes you put on, and if you see the Barelvi sheikhs, that how they dress up also, their big jubbas they've got, and all very colorful also. And color is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, women like color, and who it's their share. They are half wired, scientifically as they have seen, that they are mentally also half wired. What the hadith said, or Quran told, there is, they, everything is half of man. They are actually, properly, really, They are wired half also. So that appeals to them. But when it appeals to big, big Mashiach also, all those things. So those are not the things. The things is the reality, bring it in our heart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, and make this Ramadan, that the reality of it come into us, that we make our Islam, not just a few outward amal, and then after Ramadan finish, may shed some tears, just some spaza tears we take out, and then we did that, we have cried and that, and Ramadan was so nice, and now Ramadan is gone, and all that, but we just all hold big spaza story. Just like a spaza shop and all spaza things, our Ramadan is also all spaza. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. For the foreigners who don't know what is spaza, it's all like fake things. Like all just not genuine things. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Engage ourselves seriously in du'as, in ibadat, inshallah.